Good morning, everybody.
大家早上好。
Thank you to all the IT people and computer people that got this working. Thank you very much.
这个 IT 的我们的工作人员，然后呢就是电脑帮手。
And thank you for the lovely singing. It was like being in heaven.
感谢大家的歌唱，感觉真的是我们在天堂。
And the words were just right for the talk. Exactly what I want to talk about, you've already sung about. So thank you again.
我们所唱的歌曲就跟我们今天的主题是非常的相吻合，就像我今天想要分享的所有的事情都在这个歌曲当中涵盖。
I'm wondering if some of you are feeling sad today.
我在就在想一个事情，你们今天是不是正在伤心或者在难过当中？
Maybe sadder than you've ever felt before.
可能你现在的这个伤心难过是比你以往所遭受过的更严重。
Feels like your heart is breaking.
可能你现在感觉的是你的心是已经在破碎当中了。
It's melting inside you like wax.
就像是在你体内的蜡烛一样，已经在融化当中。
But also your spirit is crushed, it's like you're being crushed by all the pressures of your life. Maybe sometimes you're just sitting there and you feel a surge of sadness coming over you and you find yourself crying like a baby.
坐着的时候，突然之间莫名其妙的一股情绪会涌上来，让你伤心的流泪，就像一个婴儿无声的流泪一样。
Sometimes we feel so sad we don't want to come to church because of people.
有的时候我们真的不想来到教会，是因为真的是不想看到人。
They're gonna say hello, how are you?
因为真的是他们会跟你说，哎，你好，怎么样？最近怎么样
？And you'll say, I'm fine.But inside you're not good. Inside you're not good.
但是你知道你的里面是真的是不好的，是有问题的。
And maybe even you're sitting there now, you're saying, "Hurry up and finish speaking. I want to run outside, go home, pull the blanket over my head, and hide from this bad world."
可能你现在跟着坐着的时候，你会想。哎呀，你这个讲到快点结束吧，结束了之后我就可以冲回家，然后我到家时候可能你就可以真的是趴到床上拿地毯把自己完全盖住。
But there is somebody who cares.
但是不要忘记我们当中有一个人是会真的是关心你的。
The big Lord we've been singing about, he cares about you.
我们歌唱的我们伟大的主。真的是来关爱你，关心你。
He knows all about sadness. He's been through it.
他知道你是你的悲伤，因为他你的这些悲伤，他都经历过。
In fact, he's near to you, closer than a brother or a sister.
而且呢，他住在你的身边，而且他跟你的距离是真的是更亲近，因为比你的周围的兄弟姐妹还要近。
So our text today is all about the big God who is near to broken-hearted people. And it's found in Psalm 34:18.
Would you
like to read it? So it's a short verse. It says the great Lord is near to those who have broken hearts. And these words were written by David. Whose heart was broken. He felt like this broken tree that had been in a big storm and washed up on the beach.
He
He had lost everything. His wife. His family. His job. His house. His money. And now his friends were chasing him to kill him. The soldiers he used to lead into battle were now chasing him. He said, "You chase me like a flea." Hopping around, bouncing around, and you're following me to kill me. So let's look at his text. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
Yes.
The first thing we read is the Lord. What does the word the Lord mean? It means the one who has always been. Every one of you has had a beginning and will have an end. But God has no beginning and no end. He's always been there. Isaiah gives us a very nice picture of this Lord. He was very sad, but he said, "In the year that the king died, I saw the Lord." And he saw the Lord high and lifted up. And the Lord was high and lifted up. And he was sitting on a throne. And his train filled the temple. You can see his glory coming down from heaven to earth to fill the whole temple. And above the throne, he saw the seraphims. They are powerful angels with wings. And they were calling to each other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." The whole earth is full of His glory. As they spoke, the posts of the doors shook, so powerful was their voice. And the whole room was filled with smoke. This is the Lord who runs our universe. He controls all the stars. When you watch them at night, they seem very slow. Do you know how long the slowest star will take to get from here to Whangarei? Two seconds. It will take 2 seconds to get to Whangarei. The fastest one will take you all the way to Wellington in 1 second. I think Air New Zealand will have to speed up a bit. Now God is controlling all these stars. They're flying around and He's making sure this one doesn't crash into that one.
但是呢, 我们的神呢, 是, 控制着所有行星的运行，他让就是在这么快速的运转的时候，这颗星不会碰到，在他们经过这个快速运转的时候不会碰到另外一个星。
And he controls them with the precision of a millimeter.
然后他可以精确到的每一毫米的这个速度的这个精确度。
You see how many accidents we have on the roads?
你可以看到我们今天的交通的这个交通事故是怎么发展的非常的频繁。
But have you ever seen an accident in our huge sky?
但是你看到过我们天空当中有这个交通事故吗？
But while God is controlling them, He hears when a sparrow flies into your window, when a bird flies into your window and drops down dead.
然后你可以看到，就是当我们神，你可以在控制控制整个宇宙的时候，他可以知道，就是当我们有一个麻雀掉下来，撞在你的窗户上，然后落在地上。
So if He can look after one sparrow, you are of much more value than many, many, many little birds.
所以呢，他如果你可以看，他我们的神都在一只麻雀，他都能照顾或者统治。那你可以看我们人是不是比麻雀更宝贵？
He knows that maybe your husband has died or your wife has died.
他知道，可能你们当中的妻子离世了，或者丈夫离世了。
He knows if you've lost your job.
他也知道你现在可能失去了工作。
He knows if you're losing your marriage.
他可能也知道你的婚姻正在有问题当中。
He knows if your business is in trouble.
可能你的生意在面临困境。
But He is near. So this great Lord is near.
但他就在你的旁边，我们伟大的神正在你的旁边。
Mary Magdalene was very sad. Mary Magdalene.
OK. 抹大拉的玛利亚非常的伤心。
She had seen them nailing Jesus to the cross.
她看见我们的主耶稣基督被士兵
She had seen him suffering in pain on the cross.
玛利亚也看见耶稣在十字架上的痛苦。
And then she'd seen him die.
然后她也看见他在痛苦中死去。
Now she comes to the tomb to see the body and anointed with perfume and oils.
而现在呢，他就拿着香膏，想要来到坟墓里面，想要膏他的主。
Hey, but somebody's rolled the stone away.
但是他看见这个坟墓的石头被挪开了。
And the tomb is empty.
但是坟墓是空的。
And Jesus is gone.
然后耶稣不见了。
She thinks, "Where's my friend gone? I wanted to come and anoint his body, and he's gone. I'm on my own."
他想。我的朋友去哪里呢？我拿了香膏，我想要来帮我的朋友，但是现在他不见了，去哪里呢？
But she didn't know that the Lord was near.
但是他不知道的是，耶稣就在他身旁。
Just a few meters away, maybe up to where that door is.
只是就在他前面的几米之处，可能就在那个门的那个大概那个附近。
She turned around to leave.
他转过身子就要想要离开。
And she saw Jesus standing at the door.
然后他看见有一个耶稣就站在那里在门的旁边。
But she didn't know it was Jesus.
但是他不知道那就是他的朋友耶稣。
Her eyes were filled with tears.
因为他的泪眼朦胧，他的眼睛被他的泪水遮住了。
And her heart was broken.
然后他的心里交瘁，已经是交瘁了。
She thinks he's the gardener.
他想，他可能那个是一个园丁。
And she says, "If you've taken him away, show me where you took him, so that I may go and find him."
然后他跟耶稣说，如果你把他移走了，请你告诉我你把他放在哪里。
All Jesus says to her is, "Why are you crying? Who are you looking for?"
然后耶稣只是跟他说，你是谁呢？然后呢，你为什么 出去呢？
All he says is Mary.
他只是说了玛利亚。
When she hears his voice, she falls to her knees.
当玛利亚听到耶稣的声音的时候，她就跪拜下来。
And says, "My master."
然后她说，我的主。
Maybe today you feel broken-hearted like Mary.
可能你今天正如玛利亚这样，正在经历这个心灵崩溃的时候。
You don't know where the Lord is.
你也不知道你的主到底在哪里。
You're sad, you're in trouble, you're in pain, but where is Jesus?
你可能正在你的苦难当中，然后你也不知道你的耶稣在哪里。
He's actually sitting next to you.
事实上他就坐在你的旁边。
But because of your tears, because of your pain, you can't see him.
因为你的泪水，因为你的伤心难过，所以你现在是你看不到他，因为你的泪水和伤心难过遮住了眼睛。
And he's saying, "Why are you crying?"
然后
Who are you looking for?
他问你为什么哭呢？然后你在找谁呢？
And he wants you to say, "My master."
只要一旦他说啊，我的主呀。
And if you do that, your face will shine again, and you won't be ashamed.
如果当你这样说的时候，你的脸上会放起阳光，然后你的苦难就离去了。
So the great Lord who made the universe is near.
所以我们伟大的神，我们看到天地万物的主就在你的旁边。
And who is he near to?
然后谁在你的旁边呢？
Is he near to a famous film star, a famous sports person, a politician, a president? Is he near to them?
是不是我们的名人、我们的总统、我们的政治家、我们的运动员、有名的歌星、明星是在我们旁边吗？
No, he's near the broken-hearted.
不是，他都不在这里呢，他就在伤心人的旁边。
But he's not just sitting there doing nothing. He wants to.Heal your broken heart.
但是他不单单是仅仅说只是坐在你的旁边，什么也不做。他坐在你旁边的目的是来帮助你、医治你。
Psalm 147 verse 3 says, He heals those who have broken hearts and bandages up their wounds.
诗篇147章3节，他在那里说到，他医治伤心人，补好他们的伤处。
That Hebrew word heal comes from a word meaning to stitch.
然后这个 heal 的这个希伯来医治的这个希伯来书的意思，在它原文的意思是缝补。
So God is like the great surgeon, the great heart surgeon, standing ready to operate on your heart.
而我们的全能的主耶稣基督就像这个心脏外科医生一样，他正在要用这个修补的这个手术刀来做一台为你伤心的这个心灵来做一台手术。
He wants to take his word, which is like a scalpel, and open up your heart.
他想要让他的话语的手术刀来打开你伤心的受伤的心灵。
He wants to shine the light of the Bible into your heart to show what's going on inside.
他想要他荣耀的圣经的那个话语来放在你受伤你的心灵的来这个医治你伤这个伤口。
And then he wants to start stitching those holes in your heart.
他想要在你这个心灵的空洞之处呢，来把这些不好的东西给挖出来。
But you may say, my heart has been broken too many times.
但是你可能说，我的心灵破碎过非常多的次。
It has been broken so often that my spirit is now crushed.
因为我受伤太多，所以现在我的心灵是已经是没有办法再承受了。
I used to be like a little puppy, bouncing around, jumping, wagging my tail, happy, barking.
我曾经像一只很可爱的这个小 puppy 狗，然后呢就是很活泼可爱，到处的跑来跑去，每天很自由自在。
But you say cruel people have hurt me.
但是呢，就是这些冷酷无情的人。
They've kicked me.
他们踢我，打我。
They've hit me with a stick.
他们用棍子打我。
They've hurt me with their words.
他们用话语来攻击我。
I've suffered so much.
我真的是实在受不了了。
That my spirit is now crushed.
然后我现在我的精神，我的心灵已经是无法承受。
Proverbs says that your spirit can help you and support you when you're sick.
然后在
Sorry, it's Proverbs 18. Proverbs chapter 18.
Proverbs, 箴言书
Verse 14. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 14.And that says, the spirit of man will sustain his sickness, but a wounded spirit or a broken spirit, who can bear it?
他说人有疾病，心能忍耐，但受伤破碎的心灵谁能承担呢？
And I've seen that many times with sick people, that their spirit is so crushed.They can't sustain their sickness.
我看见很多的人，当他们身体真的是有疾病的时候，他们的心灵也受到了真的是伤害的时候，他们很难很难很难承担。
Maybe you're saying I used to be like this piece of bamboo.
你可能说我以前的我就像这颗竹子一样。
It's nice and strong. You can feel it.It's strong.
非常的坚固，或者是很。
You make scaffolding with this.
你可以用这个来做一个大厦。
When you walk, it can support you.
然后你走路的时候，它可以帮助你。
It can support other people.
也可以帮助别的人。
And you say, I used to be so confident.
以前的我是多么的自信。
And I felt I could help everybody and support everybody.But something's gone wrong.
我觉得我真的是我能够帮助我自己，我也可以帮助别的人。但是一段时间后，我觉得事情变了，出问题了。
Over the years, I've got a bit older and paler and more weak.
经过时间的洗礼呢，我逐渐的感觉我已经逐渐的老了，头发也白了，然后也感觉浑身软弱。
People have treated me badly.
人们对待我的方式非常的粗暴。
In fact, I treated this badly as well.
事实上我也对这根竹子也是很残暴。
Yesterday it was strong.
昨天是很强的一根竹子。
But I hit it again and again with a sledgehammer.
然后呢，我用一个锤子呢，就是打了又打。
So now, if I want to go for a walk,
如果我现在我想
I let it sore.
然后呢，我的腿呢，
It's not going to support me.
这根竹子再也支撑不起来了。
If I try and support my family, I let them down.
如果我想要支持我的
And I'm walking along, helping my friend, and they fall down and they hurt their shoulder.
如果我想要这根竹子或者去帮助我的朋友，他们也是支持不住，朋友也会跌倒。
So now I feel like this broken bamboo.
然后我现在我就感觉我像这个坏了的竹子。
I think the Lord must just throw me away.
然后我想可能因为这根竹子再也没有什么用处，我想我们的主就像可能会把这根没用的竹子直接就扔出去了吧。
I'm useless. No one's going to buy this in the shop.
这个完全一点用处都没有，谁会在商店里面去买一个破竹子呢？
No one's going to make a kite for their children to fly in the sky with something like this.
没有人会想买这样的一颗竹子拿来给他们的孩子用来放风筝，因为它完全支撑不起来。
And maybe you feel I'm not worth anything more.
但是你可能也感觉我真的是一无是处，没有任何的价值。
Work doesn't need me, my family doesn't need me, my friends, I'm just fit for the rubbish bin.
工作也不再需要我，我的家人也不再需要我。我的朋友也不再需要我，我的结局就是垃圾桶。
But Jesus will not break a bruised reed. It's so tempting just to do a bit more and snap it.
但是我们的主耶稣他并不是这样的，他就只是要再一次的。
I just feel like breaking this, but I don't think I'm strong enough.
我尝试着把这个叫破坏，但是好像我的力气不够。
Jesus will never break a bruised reed.
耶稣从来不会在伤心人的伤口上再撒盐。
He will never ever give up on you, no matter how wobbly and weak and useless you are. He won't do what I wanted to do. I've been dying to do this.
然后我们的神，我们主耶稣从来都不会说在正义里。
But Jesus will never do this to you.
但是耶稣也永远不会这样去来对你。
He won't even throw bits of pieces over you of Hannah's computer.
但是耶稣也不会把一片树枝扔到 Hannah 的电脑上来这样做。
Every it's bounced, don't worry, your computer's safe. She got very worried for a minute there. Even this little bit of you is valuable to Jesus. But you say, why would he save me? Why would he help me when I'm useless to everybody?
你可能会说，那我这么对于每个人我都是这么没有用的人，为什么神要关心我，神要来看顾我，为什么他要帮助我？
Isaiah says he was wounded for our sins and he was bruised for our iniquities. Isaiah chapter 53. I don't think I wrote the reference in for you there anyway.
Isaiah chapter 53.
Yeah, I think it's verse 3.
Verse 3.
He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brings our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
We have a different translator.
Oh. So that is why God won't leave you. He was prepared to die for you on the cross. He's not going to leave you alone. He's going to stay with you whatever happens.
So our Lord, He won't leave you. He will always be with you.
And then one more verse, Isaiah 57, verse 15. I think I've got that one. 57, verse
15. Yeah. Isaiah 57:15.
Thus says the high and lofty one that lives in eternity, whose name is holy. I live in the high and lofty place with him that is of a crushed and humble spirit. To revive the spirit of the humble and revive the heart of the crushed ones. So he can take this crushed, bruised, broken person and revive them, give new life, and then live with him in heaven. So those are the sacrifices of God. That's what we can bring to God. Yeah, if you think you've got nothing to give to Jesus, give him all the broken pieces, like a child with a toy you've broken, and say, please, fix me.
所有的在生命当中破碎的事物，献给神，就像你破碎了的玩具一样，把它完全的献给神。
And then you will realize the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
所以你就会意识到这个时候你会感受到神就是要来医治你，就是在伤心人的旁边，他就是要来医治拯救你。
Thank you. As you go home, just remember that.
谢谢大家，当你在回家路上请记得这些。
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.